Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Who will be president after November 3rd? Will we know? We know that 30 million plus have early voted. Are we going to see some flips? Are we going to see some dips? Are we going to see some tug of wars over territory? Of course, we're going to see probably all of those things. Not shocking to me, and I guarantee it's not shocking to all of you. Hey, everybody, wherever you hail from, whatever nook, cranny, corner, or big state, small, rural area, it doesn't matter. We're all in this together. We know it. And now more than ever, wouldn't it be great if we might disagree politically that we can at least stand tall as Americans and help each other out. I am seeing that in neighborhoods, but less during the heavy political press because of sign stealing and eeny, meeny, miny, moe, who's got these signs up and what happened to them. And, boy, I've heard some wild stories the last couple of days especially. We're going to dig deep on a couple of other things, and we'll tell you the latest on the polls, and it just depends on the poll as to the latest polls as to, you know, who's where. I was looking at a poll in the Minnesota Post, and this was from Tuesday. Biden was ahead, but not by very much in this poll, 49 to Trump's 44%. I mean, some of them are pretty tight. How about North Carolina? In that one, this was a Washington Post ABC News poll, Biden 49%, Trump 48%. In Georgia, at Emerson, their poll, Biden 47%, Trump 48%. Trump 48%. How interesting is that? Some of them are pretty interesting as far as close. I mean, even the Rasmussen poll, the president's job approval, 50% disapprove? 49% approve. You know what that says to me? Flip a coin, people. Flip a coin, and we'll see what happens. And we'll see what happens with this whole Hunter Biden flap. It's getting pretty hot. Rudy Giuliani's pressing hard on it, talking to the Delaware police about some of the material that was found on the hard drive of Hunter Biden, who supposedly left his laptop at a place to get it repaired, and the repair shop guy, the guy who owned the store, made a copy of it, and there's some shocking things on this hard drive, allegedly. Is it something, you know, there's a press to do something with it, but is it something that is going to hurt Joe Biden more than just his pride, the fact that he's his son, all that stuff, but is it going to hurt him with the voters? What do you think? Send me your thoughts. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Let's go to Graham in the great state of Mississippi. Hey, Graham, how are you?
Well, I guess I'm improving, but not by much. The thing that's going to hurt Biden is he announced his new budget plan of taxing. And any time a politician has said he's going to tax the public on his platform, didn't get the vote.
That's
kind of how I feel. I just don't think he's going to make it this late in the game, not talking to people and saying, hey, by the way, I'm going to tax you.
Yeah, as soon as she said that, it made me think of Bush 1 and Read My Lips, No More Taxes. Right. But even bringing up the word taxes is, like, deadly.
Oh, yeah. It's deadly to any side of any party. It's like, your hand's in my pocket. Would you please remove it?
Yeah, please. Exactly.
I think that's his doom, to be honest with you, Kate, in this election. As they say, it's a one incident chain to fame or any of that, and he just violated the number one rule, never mention taxes.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting you say that because I read something this morning and I was thinking, boy, who is advising him? Because that's not where you want to go, especially this close.
No. Yeah. I mean, matter of fact, you don't want to get that close even after getting elected.
Oh, yeah. I mean, are you kidding? We're in the pandemic. People are we're struggling trying to pay bills.
Yeah. And Trump, he mentioned that he's going to fund the pandemic. So that's even a worse plus against him. So I just don't think Biden's going to get in. I really don't. From that standpoint. Now, who knows? So, you know, a lot of people didn't think Trump would make it in. But,
It's crazy watching it. Yeah.
Well, you know, the last 20 years, even with you, has been fun.
It has been fun. And you know, I've said this all the time. You and I have talked for a very long time, and we are pulling for you, so feel good. Feel better. But you and I have logical conversations. We talk about why don't people do X, Y, Z, and we're seeing the same themes over and over again. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just like me. You know why they call them practitioners, don't you?
Why?
Because they're always practicing. I've been to 3 hospitals and still can't get cured.
Ah, there you go. That's the perfect name, right? Practitioners. That's not good. You're right. Throwing darts at a board.
And that's all they've been doing to me is practicing.
Right.
I'm hoping this last time they got all the goo out of me. I mean, I had quite a bit of gangrene around the ankle.
Oh.
And they did a third surgery. He said he's literally scooping it out.
Wow. Graham, like I said, we are definitely throwing all the weight of good vibes towards you. Please feel better and keep in touch and let us know how you're feeling and how you're doing. A longtime listener, really a smart guy, somebody who has seen a lot and done a lot and has been around the country and has watched things. As he said, I mean, really, it's 10 years that we've been talking. But in the past decade, which is crazy for me to think of, but the things that we've seen, the same things repeat themselves over and over again, especially when we get toward these elections. And you heard me go through the numbers, the poll numbers, and they are pretty tight. And those are different kinds of polls, different kinds of publications. So is it a lot tighter than some people would think because of the early voting, which traditionally would sway heavier toward Democrats? All right, coming up, what's going on with COVID-19, the latest you need to know. We're talking about it next.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowwhey.com. Greenmeadowwhey.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Of For Your Health, great conversation with an ophthalmologist, David Eichenbaum. That's coming up at the tail end of the show, talking about your eyes, getting your eyes checked, right? I just got a call about that. And the fact that people, especially when they have diabetes, what ends up happening if they don't do the eye thing, and what they can end up with, that DME, and what it does to your eyes and the damage it does to the retina, right? It never ends, the poking and the prodding, but this is serious stuff. And I have an interesting conversation with a funny thing about seeing the backs of my eyeballs. You know, you just see the front of what you're looking at, your eyes, but what does the back of it look like, and how big my eyes looked the last time when I got an eye exam and they showed me the x-rays. Strange stuff. All right, we're going to talk about COVID. So the COVID numbers are this: 221,000 deaths in the U.S., 8.28 million cases worldwide, 1.12 million. Those that have recovered, 27.8, and total cases, 40.6. So 40.6 million, that is. One of the things that came out, one of the things I was reading earlier in the day, is the impact of COVID-19, right, on Americans, younger, older, whatever. So there's a Harvard researcher, a molecular biologist and genetic expert, who said he felt like Stephen Elledge. He felt like people were ignoring an important part of this whole pandemic, that they talk about only how people dying were old and would have died soon anyway. And he ran some numbers, and he calculated life expectancy for 200,000 Americans who have died of COVID-19, and made a couple of findings out of that, that COVID-19 has cost Americans 2.5 million years of life, about as much as from 6 months of cancer deaths, and roughly half that loss has come from people who died in middle age, not their older years. He said that it was shocking. He wasn't expecting to see that. And that the younger half of the population were losing just as much life as the older people. And that he said, hey, they need to know it. Most people don't understand life expectancy. It doesn't stay the same from the day you're born until the day that you die. The longer you live, we get this, the more likely you are to keep living. So a 70-year-old man might have an 80-year life expectancy, but by the time he turns 80, it might be more, because he skated past a lot of the problems that would have got him earlier. Someone who dies in their 50s, for example, loses, he says, 2 to 3 decades of life expectancy. And he says people who survive the virus might have long-lasting damage, which could also affect lifespan. And not for nothing, but this guy has some pretty good credentials in what he's dug into, and including this award, this Lasker Award, which they call the American Nobel Prize. And he's just looking at the numbers. He's not doing anything political. He's just doing the calculations, because it is about numbers. It's numbers and calculations that are done, and what he's finding, and what does that mean for just people as a whole. And he's saying that what other doctors are actually saying, he's worried about the winter months and what can we do to stave this off. So that's where I thought that was interesting. That's where we're at with that. You know, we were talking to Grim, missed it, a caller at the top, a longtime caller at the top of the hour, and Mississippi is one of those places where, come see, come saw, what they were doing. You know, everybody's arguing about masking up or mandates or don't have, you know, do we have to wear them? What are the recommendations and how do we stop the spread and, the whole tug of war over that? So in Mississippi, they are saying, yeah, now we want to have people mask up. You're seeing that outside of stores more, maybe some that weren't necessarily having that before. We're seeing that. The other part of what's happened, I think, because of COVID is what's happening to college students. So undergraduate students at the University of Michigan, for example, are going to have to stay in their dorms or apartments for 2 weeks. That's a new order from the county that the university's in, because they're trying to stop an uptick in cases at school because they've seen more of them. So they'd have to be in their dorm. In California, there's the push to open theme parks. Disneyland is not reopening anytime soon. Universal, not reopening. Knott's Berry Farm, not reopening, because the State Department of Health and Human Services says the guidelines aren't realistic. There's no way that you can deal with that. Melania Trump, the First Lady, canceled her first campaign rally in months because of a lingering cough from her COVID-19 diagnosis earlier this month. I guess they say she's feeling better every day, but her recovery includes this lingering cough, and to be super cautious, she did not travel on Tuesday. She didn't want to risk anything for anyone else, and so she's not doing that, just staying back. The other significant, a couple of other quick significant developments. Fargo became the first city in North Dakota to issue a face mask mandate on Monday because of their caseload. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a strong recommendation for people to wear a mask on trains, planes, buses, and other transportation. Duh! I hope you're doing that. I think a lot of people are doing that. And then, what are the distribution plans if there is this COVID-19 vaccine? The California governor said that the state is going to independently review any FDA-approved vaccines before they pass one out. Then that raises the fear that, oh, this might not really be effective. And lots of people are saying, I'm going to take that wait-and-see attitude before I decide that I'm going to do it. I mean, researchers at Cornell University found Americans were about 16% more likely to get a COVID-19 vaccine if it was 90% effective instead of 50%. Americans are about 7% more likely to get a vaccine if incidence of major adverse effects was 1 in 1 million as opposed to 1 in 10,000. And of course, there is the political element in this whole thing, which has been there the entire time, and it's what we keep talking about. It has become political, and almost from the beginning, it was political. Let's face it. So, what have we learned in this segment? It's still kind of that same question mark. What are you doing? What are they telling us? What are the restrictions? Homeland Security Acting Secretary Chad Wolf said restrictions on non-essential travel is extended through November 21st. And that comes on the heels of what Canada's doing. They're going to keep their borders closed, they say, until the U.S. gains control of the coronavirus. And the COVID stimulus deal, the Democrats and the Republicans trying to work it out, it's now something that is back in the minds of a lot of people, and it may happen. There is a chance that it might happen, but no guarantees, right? It's looking better than it was. Let's put it that way. Better than it was, but does not mean that it's going to get approved before the election and that you can expect that you're going to get a check in the mail in the next couple of weeks. I don't know, maybe before the holidays. And what do the holidays look like in a pandemic world? I think some people had the high hopes when we jumped into this in March that we'd come through this, and who knows, maybe by the fall things would be a lot better. It's really wearing thin on a lot of people's patience, no doubt about it. All right, coming up, a conversation with an interesting woman in the Australian bush and what she discovered on her travels to Africa about the slave trade that led to a historical fiction book that she's written, actually a series, and it's good stuff. Listening to some of the research. Stay with us.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
President Trump at his rally in Erie, Pennsylvania Tuesday night, for the first time played a video clip at his rally.
That we end any fossil fuel leases on public lands.
Well, what about fracking and stopping pipeline infrastructure and
they want to do the same thing I want to do. They want to phase out fossil fuels and we're going to phase out fossil fuels.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
Show is his more current version. Oh, yes, we'll have fracking. And the fake news, they don't do anything about it. They don't even talk to him about it. But right now, he's got bigger problems than fracking, I think. You know what it's called? You know what it's called? It's called the laptop from hell.
Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden is off the campaign trail. USA Radio News. The FBI confirms Tuesday it has Hunter Biden's laptop and is not investigating it as Russian misinformation. As Democrat leaders and some media outlets suggest, Daily Mail editor Piers Morgan on Fox News is astonished how American media is ignoring the story.
This is one of the most extraordinary collective suppressions of freedom of speech that I have ever seen. And it's one of the main themes of my book is what is going on. And what is going on with liberals, frankly, and I consider myself to be one, but what is going on when liberals want to attack and suppress freedom of speech?
The final debate between the two presidential candidates is set for Thursday and will be held at Belmont University in Nashville. You might remember that place. 12 years ago, the same venue hosted the debate between Democrat Barack Obama and Republican John McCain. President Trump has discounted moderator Kristen Welker, calling her totally partisan, and her parents are big supporters of Joe Biden. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Wow, so pleased to welcome to this show Emmy Skeel. She has written a series, actually, but the book that we're going to talk about is African Sorceress, A Warrior is Forged. And, you know, we had this off-air conversation where I realized, you know, there was a lot I didn't learn in school that I thought I knew. And, you know, her book really takes us to a place where I think so many of us didn't realize what was happening, and with some strong female characters, there's no question about that, and a main character that's absolutely amazing and so skilled, I guess I'll put it that way. And I can't wait to see what happens. But anyway, Emmy, thank you so much for coming on Author's Corner.
You're welcome. It's lovely to be here.
So you and I talked about this off the air. I mean, really, it's historical fiction that you've written, and you dove deep. I mean, you did a lot of research. When you decided to take on now what has become this big series, did you think it would end up the way it has ended up, that you'd find out these amazing things and you knew you had to keep going?
No, I didn't realize how little of history I really knew. Of course, knew about the Civil War and the end of slavery in America, but nobody really talked about the effect of the Atlantic slave trade on the people of Africa and the 300 years of its terrible history and how people in Africa fought back and how there were all these strong women there who were fighting back.
Yeah, and in the book, in African Sorceress, and again, A Warrior's Forge, this is the first thing we're talking about, it's set in the 1600s in what is now Ghana, and you've actually been there, so that's interesting too, because I'm sure some of what you saw and heard was relatable with your writing and what you wrote. So tell us about your heroine and what happens to her.
Okay, Kisa starts out a young innocent girl. She's 3 years old. She's a wild little kid who likes to climb trees, has a very idyllic, although very basic, life in a village hidden in a forest. And then the village is raided by what Africans call the slave masters. And he was I've made him an Arab Swahili character, because both the Arabs and the Swahili tradesmen were very involved in the slave trade. And of course the slave trade went long back before the white guys decided to get into it. But by this time, the Portuguese and increasingly the Dutch and other Europeans were muscling in on it because they were growing sugar in the New World and they needed lots of slaves. So her village is raided, her father is taken, and she vows revenge. And so the old sorceress of the village, who's called grandmother, the African term is Obeya woman, she sees Kisa's potential and trains her, then realizes that Kisa must also learn to be a warrior as well as a sorceress. So by magic, she brings back the black samurai, the mysterious black samurai, who was a slave taken to Japan in the late 1500s and trained as a samurai. And he's apparently historical, but I have him come back and train my heroine. And then at the end of the book, there's a huge battle against the slavers.
And what do you hope people take away from reading the series and reading this book, starting off there?
Okay, first of all, I want them to see that Africa had wonderful cultures and traditions and that their magic was not all hokum. I hate the term witch doctor. These people were very sophisticated and had a lot of great knowledge, what we call bush medicine here in Australia. So I want to bring out these cultures that we were taught nothing about. And I want to show that many of them did fight against the slave trade. Two of the apologies that I got from the literature was one that, oh yeah, well, the Africans, they were into slavery too. Okay, yes, they were involved, but that doesn't justify what the Europeans did. And second, that somehow before the white guys got there, there was no history in Africa. Well, there's a long history, and we need to know more about it.
Hear, hear. I so agree with that. And, you know, worth telling everybody again, you did research, but you did thousands of hours of research for the book, and including, yes, like I mentioned, you went to Africa, and you saw some of and learned some of what you actually whip into the book. So this, I think, sets it apart and why it really comes to life because of what you saw. And, you know, with all that research, and you mentioned it, there were things that you didn't know. Give us a nugget of something that surprised you that you had no idea happened.
I thought when I went to visit Africa first, and I had no idea. Yes, I'd heard of the Atlantic slave trade. And my guide insisted on taking me to Elmina Castle. And in my ignorance, I thought it was the only castle. No, there were like 100 of them up and down the coast. They were like ticks just sucking the lifeblood out of Africa. 25 million people. So that was the first thing I learned. And then when I got back and I started wanting to write the book, I thought, oh, golly, I'm not an African. I better research this because I don't want to make any cultural mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I started delving into this history, everything I learned was new. Everything.
Wow. I mean, to say that, too, about somebody like you, because you're a successful researcher, you're a published author, you're a super educated person. So that tells you that there's so much people have no idea about, right?
Yeah. And I think it's so relevant now to the Black Lives Matter movement. And my book does predate that, but the thing is, when I look at Black History Month and what's available on the internet for Black people in America to learn about their history, it's basically about America, and it really starts with the first slaves coming there in the 1600s. But slaves were being brought over to the New World for 200 years before that, and 60% of the slaves ended up in Brazil. And where it was unbelievably brutal.
But, yeah, and you and I talked about that. Why did they end up in Brazil? There's a trivia question I think a lot of people wouldn't be able to answer.
Yeah. Okay. The Portuguese were quite a poor nation in Europe in the early 1400s, and so they turned to the sea. And the story I got was that they were going down the south, down the coast of Africa, looking for a way around it to get to Asia, you know, for spices and gold. No, they were actually looking for places to grow sugar, because sugar, Europeans craved it, but they couldn't grow it. So the first thing the Portuguese did was clear the islands off the coast of Africa, the Canary Islands, Sao Tome, and they bought slaves from the mainland to grow the sugar. And as soon as there was a route to the New World, Columbus, on his second trip, took sugar to the Caribbean. And all through the 1400s, the Portuguese were clearing the coast of Brazil of that beautiful rainforest, planting sugar, and importing slaves for the labor. And basically, the Portuguese were only 90% of the slaves that they bought were male, young males, and young, healthy males. And their average lifespan when they hit the shores of Brazil was 5 years. They just worked them to death.
Wow.
But
wow. Again, the things that you learn, right?
Yeah. But Brazil is so interesting because it was so big that if they did run away, they could get away. In America, in North America, it was just one plantation after another, and you had to get all the way to Canada to get away. But in Brazil, if you just got up into the mountains, you could start a new life. And because 90% of them were male, they married local Indians who practiced polyandry, which means one wife, three or four husbands. How about that? I didn't know that.
I was just going to say, I'm sure people are like, what? A reverse.
Yeah. So, in the morning, you get up and you say to husband number one, well, you go grow the crops today. And husband number two, you look after the children, and then you go, come hither, husband three. You can entertain me for the day.
Exactly. Wow, so fascinating. Again, yeah. African sorceress, the warrior's forge, you definitely start there, and then it'll continue on, and you'll be so amazed. Yeah.
The second book is called War on the Sahel.
Yeah, so grab that one, too. Emmy Skill, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Joe, thank you for having me. Lovely. You little know just why.
coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Health, you're going to be so surprised by this. Maybe you won't be. And I just got a call about an eye exam. So an estimated 25% of diabetes patients have undiagnosed diabetic eye disease. Now, this is according to a study that was done a couple of years ago. But get this, 87% of Americans do not get routine eye care. Less than half of diabetes patients get the recommended standard of care screenings, eye screenings that you need. Like I said, I just got that phone call. So I think this is so timely, so important, and I'm so glad that this vast audience is getting a chance to hear Dr. David Eichenbaum, who is a board certified, rather, ophthalmologist, fellowship trained in diseases and surgery of what's happening with our eyes, the retina, etc. And he's down there in one of my favorite places in Tampa Bay, St. Pete area. So we're going to talk about this, that so many diabetes patients don't get this regular eye screening and how this is potentially increasing the risk of permanent vision loss due to diabetic eye disease. Dr. Eichenbaum, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to chat.
All right, so it is true, and I didn't realize this till I was looking at all these numbers, but let's talk about, first of all, what is so dangerous. What is diabetic macular edema?
So diabetic macular edema, or DME, is swelling of the macula, the central part of the retina where people see sharp clear images, and that swelling occurs when people have long-standing poor blood sugar control in diabetes.
Yeah, so what are the risk factors for, you know, this DME? What are some of the symptoms? Because I guarantee there are people listening in this audience who have it and have no idea.
Yeah, so the biggest risk factor for DME and central vision loss or blindness from diabetes is poor control of the blood sugars and blood pressure. Getting systemically healthy and working with your primary care doctor is key to preserving good health and good vision in diabetes. The most common symptom of early diabetic eye disease is actually no symptoms, which is why people can progress to an advanced stage. So it's very important to get a dilated eye exam once a year as a diabetic to ensure that early disease is detected.
All right, so we know it's important to get, like you said, the eye exam once a year. What if it's too late? You've already gone down that road and you have it. What are some treatments that you recommend or you've done for diabetic eye disease?
Yeah, so it's a great question. We've made great advances in diabetic eye disease treatment for advanced disease over the last two generations. There are a variety of treatments available, including medicines that are put in the eye, lasers and surgery, all of which are individualized and customized to a patient's specific clinical situation. So the most important thing, if you have advanced disease, is to work with a board-certified ophthalmologist and develop a treatment plan for your specific advanced diabetic eye disease. But the lost vision can often be restored, which is good.
Yeah, for somebody like you with the kind of credentials you have and the work that you've done in this, I mean, you know, these multiple clinical trials that you've done that deal with diabetic and macular degenerative diseases, how frustrating is it that people don't take these eye tests when really they're so simple, right?
Yeah, so that's true. As a regular caregiver outside of the trials in my regular clinic, the saddest thing for me is to see a patient come in with advanced disease that was really preventable if the patient had good blood sugar control and had eye exams and had treatment, if necessary, earlier in their course of disease. It's always tougher to restore vision and to preserve vision, and an ounce of prevention with good health and good diabetic control is worth a pound of cure with all these advanced treatments that we have and continue to develop.
I was just going to say you sound like a doctor, so that was perfect. I love it. I love it.
I've been working on it for many years. Sounds like a doctor.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. So we're talking about get the exams. This is why it's so important. And truly, in vision and in testing and in these clinical trials that you've talked about, there's been massive advances right in the last decade.
Yeah, in the last 10 to 15 years, we've really turned things around for patients, and we can do things to restore lost vision from advanced disease that we haven't been able to do before, thanks to pharmacologic development in a large part. However, we're not resting on our laurels. We're trying to do better, trying to come up with more effective, less burdensome treatments, and there is a robust pipeline. And I do think that even though we've come a long way, we can always do better for our patients.
Yeah, I love it. Perfect place to end this and to tell everybody you can go to this website, getisemart.org, getisemart.org. Dr. Eichenbaum, thank you so much. And hey, you're in Tampa. I go to Tampa a lot. Maybe we'll run into each other.
Absolutely. Would love to meet you in person. Thanks for the opportunity to talk.
Yeah, thank you. Wow, so that's such a great conversation because I have to admit, I don't have diabetes, knock on wood, you can hear that in the background, but I wasn't, because I had such great eyesight, I wasn't great about getting those tests. Now I am religious about that. Boom, every year, every year, every year. So it's so important. It really, really is. And all the things that we talk about in For Your Health, this one really hits home because I've seen people in the situation that Dr. Eichenbaum is talking about and how it's so preventable, right? So you look at the diabetic eye disease, and this is Diabetic Eye Disease Awareness Month, and so highlighting what happens. And it's so preventable. Like I said, 40% of the people with diabetes, it's preventable in them. Of the 7.7 million Americans with diabetic problems, a retinopathy, nearly 750,000 have this DME that he's, you know, talked about. The longer a person has diabetes, especially if it's poorly controlled, which that happens, sadly, the higher the risk of developing the problems that we're talking about and vision loss. And who wants to see that happen? Of course, nobody does. So it, I can't emphasize enough. I'm not lecturing. I'm just saying, I'm challenging everybody. Figure out a way to get this done. You heard what I said at the top, that 25% of diabetes patients have undiagnosed diabetic eye disease, and that's from a study that was done just a couple of years ago. So the rates keep steadily increasing over the past decade, and it affects way too many people, and it can lead to that serious eye diseases like DME. And if it just takes getting that exam, for goodness sake, get the exam. I have to tell you my story. So I do. I go in and I get the exams, and I always ask for, because it's crazy to see your eye. It's like that, because I'm not a doctor, I'm going to describe it to you, where it kind of looks like you have almost like an olive. The shape of my eye is almost like an olive, a bigger olive. And I asked to have it printed out. I asked to see what it looked like. And it was crazy to see from the doctor's point of view, probably like Dr. Eichenbaum, what your eyes look like from behind. Because, you know, you only see what we're seeing in front. Well, like if something's happening with your eye, or you have gorgeous eyes or whatever it is, you know, whatever's going on with your eye. These are the, windows of the soul. But seeing behind the soul is the craziest thing, because you realize just what a science this is, and how important it is, and what an interesting function of our body this is, how important the eyes are, and why, for some reason, and you know, it's just something, and I guess it's like all of us, right, that you think you're fine, you're taking a walk, you're doing whatever, and you can see clearly, and you think I don't need that right now, that's okay, I don't really need that, and then you realize just how important it is to get those exams when you see what I saw behind the eyes and the things that naturally happen, right? And we're talking about the effects of being diabetic and the fact that it's Diabetic Eye Disease Awareness Month and what that means when you don't do it. But anyone, the longer somebody is away from getting those exams. And I'm sure all the ophthalmologists like Dr. Eichenbaum would appreciate this, but ask to see behind the scenes. Ask to see what your eye really looks like, because I think it gives you such a different perspective than what you just see, that what we look at in the mirror and what we see in pictures, etc. Seeing behind the scenes is really spectacular. All right, I want to emphasize this again. You can find out lots of information by going to this website, getEyeSmart.org. GetEyeSmart.org. Thanks to all of you for listening to the show. Remember, we're all in this together.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As
the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.